A special session of the 2020 Minnesota legislature is not a surprise, due in large part to a bonding bill that did not get passed, and also the unusual circumstances of COVID-19. But now, with the killing of George Floyd, a new agenda for special session by Democrats has emerged. MinnPost reporter Walker Ornstein is back with us on KEXE KBXE. Walker, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So there was a press conference with Governor Walz yesterday where he announced the special session for Friday. I wonder if you could talk about what his, you wrote an article on this before, but what he wants to come out of that special session first and foremost.
Yeah, so the special session is really being called because the governor is trying to extend his emergency powers that he's been authorized and exercising to, you know, take additional COVID-19 measures. So that's like the underlying reason why they're coming back. But as you had mentioned, they really do want to talk about a bonding bill, things they haven't done. But since George Floyd was killed by police, there's been an entirely new agenda that sort of arrived. And it's basically policing legislation, civil rights, criminal justice, all sorts of stuff. So there's a group of lawmakers. It's called the People of Color and Indigenous Caucus. And they're, you know, all DFLers, and they have come up with a set of bills that I think there are more than 20 of them, really. It's this really large agenda that would reform lots of things about the policing system, you know, training aspects. It would create new crimes for using unjustified force if you're a police officer, things like that. And they're trying to push that, and they're saying the time is really now. We know that we're coming back, and we maybe originally planned to use this session for different means, but this is the reason we want to come back. We want to make sure we use this momentum and pass some legislation on policing reform. And the governor has stood behind that so far.
And they had a press conference on the near the intersection where George Floyd was killed on Sunday talking about this. You talked about these changes in policing laws about use of force. Also, one of them has to do with living within city limits. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. So right now, it is not legal for police departments or cities to require their officers to live within jurisdictional limits. So like a Minneapolis police officer does not have to live within the city of Minneapolis. One of the measures, so this package is led in part by Representative Carlos Mariani. He's a St. Paul DFLer. It would basically lift that requirement. So some people have said if officers were, you know, they had to live in the city of Minneapolis, they would be policing their neighbors, they'd be policing their friends, they'd be more likely to be, gentler, use less force, and be part of the community. And so it's a measure that's gotten a lot of talk, and I'll say I talked to, you know, some policing groups who are not excited about the prospect of lifting that. You know, the executive director of the Minnesota Police and Peace Officers Association says, we have great interactions with community. We have not so great interactions with community. Sometimes we have to arrest people, put them in jail. And we don't want to be at the grocery store and see somebody who might be angry at us because we put them in jail and feel like we're either uncomfortable or even unsafe because we're just in the community with the same people. And so that was one reason in particular he cited it. But I would say it's still a controversial measure. And even Philippe Cunningham, who's a council member in Minneapolis, has said he feels like that, they've been shooting for larger reform, dismantling or disbanding the police department. And he says, you know, there's not really data to back up things like the residency requirement. So it's an interesting spectrum of debate.
Yeah, so the People of Color and Indigenous Caucus also wants to pass something that has to do with the Attorney General. Keith Ellison has taken over the case for George Floyd, but what do they want the Attorney General to do in the future when it comes to police?
Sure. So one of the bills would give prosecuting power to the Attorney General's office in every instance of a, you know, what they call an officer-involved death or when police kill somebody. So right now, the primary role goes to the county attorney. And the county attorney can seek help from the Attorney General's office, and that's sort of historically been if they don't have enough resources, something like that. But the governor can also sort of like hand that duty over to the Attorney General. which is, you know, eventually what happened in this case. County Attorney Mike Freeman is, in theory, sharing the prosecution with Attorney General Keith Ellison, but who's really taking on the primary role. But the bill that, you know, some DFLers are pushing for is to have, in every instance, the Attorney General leads the case. And actually, the county attorneys came out last week, the County Attorney Association, which is, you know, the grouping of all the county attorneys, and actually endorsed that legislation, which was pretty interesting. And they said, you know, yeah, we think that this is the right move.
It's Walker Ornstein. He's a reporter from MinnPost.
Walker, this is John Bauer. That's what the Democrats want, but what about the Republicans?
Of course, and you know, we've got a story coming out this morning about how there's almost parallel sessions going on. You know, Republicans are still much more focused on the original idea of special session. They want to focus on a bonding bill. The Senate Republicans really want to vote down Walz's emergency powers. And House Republicans are focused on that as well. They've seen measures taken by the governor to, you know, limit restaurants and businesses and economic activity and public life as going too far. In fact, they're pointing to Wisconsin, which had, you know, mostly all of its restrictions lifted and had, I think it was zero deaths yesterday, and saying, you know, why are we still doing this? And so they're coming back and they're looking at that as like the main task. And they've talked about, you know, we could use some bonding money to help try and have some recovery efforts in the Twin Cities from all the damage that happened over the last couple of weeks. You know, they've talked about small business grants and increasing those. And I will say, you know, Senator Paul Gazelka, who's the Senate Majority Leader, held kind of a speech, really, on Friday, where he really talked about this. And he said, you know, he's been searching his soul over these demonstrations and these riots. He said he's meeting with Black community leaders. He said, you know, I'm listening a lot. I'm making mistakes. I want to understand why this pain is so deep. But at the same time, he said, you know, I think that really important policing and criminal justice legislation takes time. He says legislature can't be expected to come in and pass, you know, 20 bills at breakneck speed, in his opinion. And, you know, one of the things he said is, you know, we meet in committees, we fully vet issues to make sure we get it right, because it's not just for now, this is for a generation. And so that's sort of the tack that they're taking is, you know, we can talk about this and we can keep talking about this, but really it's not something we can come in and expect to get done in 2 weeks, in his opinion.
I was watching the press conference with the governor yesterday, and one of the reporters asked him about Paul Gazelka and that response, and he was not real happy with that, and pretty to the point is how he responded to. What does the governor think of what Republicans are doing right now?
Yeah, the governor and, you know, a lot of DFLers have said a lot of these bills, we've wanted these for years. You know, they feel like they've been pushing them. And they feel like they've been stopped by the Republican-led Senate. There's a Judiciary Committee led by Senator Limmer, who they feel like has just been a stop of all this legislation. So they said, one, we've been considering these, and two, if it's not going to happen now, it's never going to happen. They just feel like there's always these delays, this call to wait, and they just feel like that's an excuse to not pass legislation, and you know, whether that's fair or not, but that's their opinion. But, you know, one of the things Governor Walz says is, you know, he said, I don't want to call the National Guard back to the streets here, because I think that is what would end up happening if we don't address this. So basically he's saying if we don't take serious steps to pass policing legislation, people are going to take to the streets again in a significant manner. And, you know, he says we want to avoid that. We want to hear what they're saying and what they're calling for, people who are demonstrating, and take action.
So we've been talking about this special session that was called by the governor that is to begin tomorrow. Can you kind of take us back, though? What is a special session? Can there be more than one?
Yeah, so special session. So normally they just meet for a set amount of time, legislators, every year. It can be a bit of a longer session if they're writing a two-year budget, or a bit of a shorter session if they're not writing the two-year budget. Normally, the governor just has the authority to call a special session. But in this instance, it was sort of, as I had mentioned, triggered by the emergency powers. He, you know, after he had extended them a few times, he just felt like, you know, the rules will say You know, you need to come back and basically have an up or down vote in the legislature on whether these will come, you know, whether the emergency powers will continue. So that's the, like I mentioned, underlying reason for coming back. But there's not really any limit on, like, when they must go home in this circumstance. They're sort of in this weird limbo. And there's been a debate about whether to stay open indefinitely, which was one idea, to just stay in session indefinitely, which was originally thought to stay in session to deal with coronavirus issues if they were to pop up, you know, so the legislature could kind of be there and be around. Another idea was to do, you know, Senate Majority Leader Gazelka had talked about the idea of, you know, doing the quick things that they need to do and then potentially just sort of like, you know, going home and keeping to work on these issues with the possibility that they could be called back. There's all sorts of ideas being thrown around. But at this point, there is no, like, constitutional deadline. And Governor Walz, one of the things he said is, you know, we need to stop thinking about special sessions as, you know, how long they take, but what they produce. He says we need to quit seeing legislating as a time-constrained exercise and see it as a results-based exercise. And he says we can leave when we get the people's work done. So that's one of the things that they are, pushing. The governor is pushing, is like, we're going to stick around until I feel like we've accomplished what we need to accomplish. Whereas Gazelka said, I do expect the session to be a shorter session and then groups meeting on these more complicated issues going forward.
That is Walker Ornstein. As he said, a new article coming out as they take a look at special session, the politics of what's going on in our complex world right now. Walker, it's always great to talk to you. Thanks so much for your reporting.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. You can find his work at minpost.com.